Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to eLearners.com. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about military e-learners, and in specific terms, military e-learners in challenging times. Members of the military who enlisted in part to pay for college are facing very challenging times as they attempt to take advantage of their benefits. First, for active duty military professionals, there are fewer education officers and counselors working on the major bases. Further, the military has moved toward fully online processes, from initial program information to registration and access to the colleges and universities' programs. Next, the degrees, courses, and program listings can be very confusing. The market is a crowded one these days, and instead of two or three colleges who offer courses on base or via correspondence or online delivery methods, there are dozens of institutions vying for military tuition assistance dollars. Their programs are often quite similar, which makes it difficult to differentiate between them, except on the basis of cost and convenience, unless, of course, they have a recognized name. However, things are not always as they seem in terms of colleges and universities. How many soldiers choose the University of Maryland University College because they think it is the same as the University of Maryland College Park? True, the University of Maryland University College is part of the same state university system, but it is an entirely separate entity. Similarly, the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh is not the same as the University of Wisconsin Madison. To continue, all of the state of universities of New York locations are separate entities. So, SUNY Binghamton is not SUNY Albany, is not SUNY Buffalo, is not SUNY Oneonta, is not SUNY Stony Brook, is not SUNY fill in the blank. You get the message. At any rate, I'd just like to say that one branch or location may not have the same ranking as the others, which actually could be a factor when applying to graduate school. Along the same lines, but with potentially more impact, is the issue of accreditation. Tuition assistance can be used toward nationally as well as regionally accredited institutions. Great care and caution must be exercised here because standards vary widely, and some institutions and accreditation schemes are held in higher esteem than others, even though tuition assistance can be used to pay for an education at nationally as well as regionally accredited institutions of higher education. For example, the Distance Education and Training Council, DETC, has very rigorous review processes. Colleges must pass not only program review, but a review of records, support services, financial aid, instruction, career counseling, advertising, etc. National accreditation is very likely to rise in prestige. At this point in time, however, the subject is very controversial. Traditionally, regionally accredited colleges often look at DETC institutions as having an unfair advantage because they have not made the same investment in facilities, permanent faculty, research, etc., that the regionally accredited institutions have made. The fact that some nationally accredited institutions and even some regionally accredited ones are for-profit and could be publicly traded corporations bothers a number of college administrators in not-for-profit institutions. They believe that it is just too easy to compromise quality in pursuit of profits. Colleges that are supported by state funds or earnings from endowments are considered to be more pure, and their mission and vision tend to be more idealistic. Again, however, appearances deceive, and things are not always so straightforward. Many colleges and universities have roots in a religious group or denomination of a church. While some are fairly secular, Southern Methodist University, SMU, comes to mind, others are not, and their curriculum and code of conduct is informed by the precepts of the sponsoring organization. Most of the time, this makes absolutely no difference to the student, but some students may not feel comfortable in participating in online discussion groups or may feel their intellectual freedom is being hampered or impinged upon. Perhaps one of the biggest dangers of choice is the possibility of accumulating numerous hours of credit and using up all of one's tuition assistance benefits without actually ever graduating. With more choices, this is more likely than ever. The menu is attractive, the choice is appealing, but the problem is that not all colleges and universities will accept all transfer credits. Many military students have found themselves in the situation of having to retake courses at their own expense in order to satisfy residency requirements. Typically, students will take courses they can while on base, either through weekend or intensive night courses. Then they will take CLEP, Dante's, or Excelsior exams to earn college credit. However, when they are at a point that they'd like to graduate, they find that their home college or university will not accept the credits. However, not all is lost. There exist a few regionally accredited colleges that will take a large number of transfer credit hours. For example, Excelsior College, Albany, New York, will accept up to 100% of the credit earned through tests, ACE-approved military education, and transfer courses from approved institutions. Charter Oak and Thomas Edison will also accept significant numbers of hours. They will also accept portfolios and experiential learning. Colleges with generous transfer policies have been lifesavers for frustrated military e-learners who have taken courses how and whenever and wherever they can. The guidance, rigorous review, and professional academic advising by master's degree prepared staff adds integrity to the process. However, unscrupulous imitators abound. Military e-learners must be cautious when approached by entities that claim to be able to award an instant degree based on the student's combined experiential learning, military experience, and any or all training in college courses. It is very important to check accreditation, as well as the name of the institution, which could be a sound-alike or a look-alike rather than the real thing. The Department of Defense is launching numerous initiatives to put a stop to unethical high-pressure sales tactics, financial aid schemes, and other negative tactics. The DoD is developing a list of unacceptable strategies that characterize overly aggressive outreach and marketing. Colleges and universities are held to high standards and should not engage in deceptive practices, high-pressure sales, spam, email assaults, personal information gathering, predatory financial aid with hidden fees, or automatic enrollment practices. While the landscape is changing rapidly, the reality is that more options and more opportunities exist than ever before. If the military e-learner takes the time to carefully read through the information, analyze options, there exists a high likelihood of finding a good match between interests, objectives, and educational programs. Thank you very much for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to eLearners.com.